那所谓天国的奥秘就是马太福音的十三章。
And what is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven? This is in Matthew 13.
主耶稣所说的八大比喻。
And it is the eight parables that Jesus Christ speaks.
有人是说七个比喻了。
Some people say there are seven parables.
但如果用马太福音十三章的架构来看。
But if we look at the structure of this chapter.
这样算起来应该是八个比喻。
There should be eight parables.
那这八个比喻当中有六个比喻的开头都讲到天国就好像。
And six of these parables, it begins with the kingdom of heaven is like.
那第一个比喻呢撒种的比喻没有天国好像。
And so only the first parable of the sower does not begin in this way.
那第八个比喻呢也没有天国好像。
And in the last parable, the eighth parable, it also does not say the kingdom of heaven is like.
所以所谓天国的比喻呢就是指着第二个比喻到第六个比喻
and
第七个比喻。
And so the kingdom of heaven is referring to the second to the seventh parable.
第一个比喻呢它是一个序言。
And so the first parable is a warning.
就是要进到天国的奥秘当中的一个开始。
It is an introduction to how can we enter into the kingdom of heaven.
最后一个比喻可以说是一个结论。
And the last parable, we can consider it a conclusion.
所以真正天国的奥秘就是第二个到第七个比喻。
And so the mystery of the kingdom of heaven is from the second to the seventh one.
那我们先来谈天国的比喻的天国是指什么。
And so this kingdom of heaven in the parable of the kingdom, what is this kingdom of heaven?
其实它就是指着神的国了。
And it is referring to the kingdom of God.
我们看马太福音的十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew 16.
请看二十八节。
Verse 28.
马太福音的十六章二十八节。
Matthew 16, verse 28.
我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没有尝死味以前，必看见人子降临在他的国里。主耶稣在这边就提醒我们。
Here Jesus Christ reminds us.
当然当时候是告诉那一些跟随他的人。
Of course, at this point in time, he is talking to the people that are following him.
他要告诉他们一件重要的事情。
And he is telling them a very important message.
就是站在当时候耶稣那里的人。
That those who are standing with Jesus.
有人在没有尝死味以前。
That they will, before they taste death,
就是他还活着的时候
when he is still alive,
这个是指着肉体上的活着了
and this is referring to being physically alive,
他一定看见人子降临在他的国里
they will see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom,
那当然就是指着神的国
so this is referring to God's kingdom,
这里所指的并不是指着将来的天国
this is not referring to the heavenly kingdom.
如果是将来天国那些人早就死完了但天国还没有实现、
Because if that was the case, then these people would have died, but at this time, the kingdom of heaven has not come.
但是神的话安定在天嘛。
Yes, the word of God is in heaven.
他从来不会讲那不能实现的话。
He will not speak words that cannot come to pass.
所以我们要重新来定义这里的国里国度。
So we need to firstunderstand what is this kingdom.
他说这个还没有死以前他一定看到人子降在他的国里。
And here it says that before those who are standing here who shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
不是指着将来的天国那到底指什么呢
If it's not talking about the heavenly kingdom to come, then what is it referring to?
他就指着教会说的。
Then it is referring to the church.
因为教会就是神的国啦。
Because the church is the kingdom of God.
那我们怎么知道教会就是神的国呢
Then how do we know that the church is the kingdom of God?
我们今天利用一段时间来谈一谈。
So we'll use a period of time to understand this.
教会是神的国。
That the church is the kingdom of God.
神造人在地上。
God created man on this earth.
他最先的目的。
And the purpose of his creation
就是要人在地上建立一个属神属灵的国度
That they want mankind to establish a kingdom that belongs to God in spiritual.
我们看创世纪的第一章28节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
创世纪的第一章，请看28节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。 也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。这个是造了亚当夏娃之后，神对亚当夏娃的赐福。After
God created Adam and Eve, this is what God says to them and blesses them.
那神赐福亚当夏娃什么呢？
What did God bless them with?
如果我们从这一节圣经来看，可以讲到神祝福他有三件事了。
And from this, we can see there are three blessings that God blesses them with.
第一件事就是要生养众多，遍满地面。First
is to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth.
就是人嘛，生养生人嘛。And
that is to give birth to people.
要生很多，遍满所有的地面。That
you have to give birth to many people to fill the earth.
这是神的第一个祝福。This
is the first blessing.
因为我们现在来讲就是人民嘛。
And so this is a group, a nation, a group of people.
第二个祝福就是要治理这地。
And the second is to have subdue and have dominion and fill the earth.
地就是土地呀。
And so this is the earth.
第三个就是管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And the last thing is to have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
这是管理权。
And this is the authority.
那我们要注意哦。
So we need to pay attention.
神赐福给亚当夏娃的是三件事。
So there are three things that God blesses Adam and Eve.
人民。
First.
土地。
Sorry. First, with people, with land.
管理权。
And to have authority to have dominion.
这三件事了,
These are the three things.
以前我们在台湾念书考大学的时候,
And so before in Taiwan, when we are studying to apply for college,
还要考三民主义国务思想啊,
And so you have to be test, study the principles of... 什么东西? Huh?
孙逸仙.
Oh, his study of philosophy.
数学英文不好的呢，就靠那个来得分数嘛。
So for those that are bad in English or in math, they have to rely on philosophy for their.
所以大家都背个滚瓜烂熟。
And so they would memorize the philosophical saying.
那考高分就能够把那个分数不好的英文、数学把它拉高一点。
So that it can average out your bad math or English test scores.
我在讲这个时候，有人在偷笑了。
So some people, I'm saying them, and I see some smiles and not in.
偷笑人可能也经历过那个年代。And
so for those who are smiling to themselves, probably experience this for themselves.
那我们在读三民主义跟国务思想的时候，有读到一个就是国家三要素。And
so, while we're studying philosophy, one of the things that we studied is the three sayings of the.
三个要件。Three
sayings.
第一个。
Three elements.
第一个就是人民，国家要有人民。
That in the nation, in the country, there must be a people.
第二个，国家一定要土地。
Second is that in a country, there has to be land.
第三个，国家一定要治理权。
And the third is that a country needs to have authority.
这才能够组建一个国家啦。
And these are the three things that make up a nation.
那治理权就是王嘛，就是所谓的一个 leader 嘛。
And so the authority is to have a leader like a king.
那这个。 所以我们刚刚读的这一节圣经在讲什么？
And so when we read these verses, what is this talking about?
神赐福亚当夏娃这三件事啊。
God blesses Adam and Eve with these three things.
人民要遍满地面。
They need to have people and to fill the earth.
你们要治理这地，这个地方要给你们治理。
And this is a place for them to subdue it.
那要管理所有神所创造的一切。
And this, they have to have dominion over all of God's creation.
换一句话说，神造亚当夏娃在地上，他的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose that Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve on this earth?
就是希望亚当夏娃在地上建立一个属神属灵的国度。
And is that that Adam and Eve can set up a kingdom on this earth that is for God?
在伊甸园。
within the Garden of Eden.
这是神造亚当夏娃的一个很重要的目的。
This is a very important purpose of why God created Adam and Eve.
所以神赐福给他这三件事啊。
And so that is why God blesses them with these three things.
用我们现在话来讲，就是要他在地上建立一个神的国。
In other words, he wants them to establish on this earth the kingdom of God.
那我们读到第三章的时候。
But when we read in chapter 3,
亚当夏娃失败了。
Adam and Eve, they fell.
他们伸手摘了神不允许他们吃的善恶果。
They took of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
到第三章的后面。
And at the end of chapter 3,
亚当夏娃就被赶出伊甸园了。
Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
然后呢，伊甸园的东边就安设基路伯。
And then on the east side, we see there is a cherubim.
和四面转动花火焰的剑。
And a flaming sword which turned every way.
就把伊甸园的门把守住了，没有人能够进去的。
And to guard and close off the Garden of Eden so that no one is able to enter.
让我们知道什么？
So what does this teach us?
神造亚当夏娃的目的被亚当夏娃破坏了。
That the purpose that God created Adam and Eve, that purpose was destroyed by Adam and Eve.
所以原本神要借着亚当夏娃在地上建立他属灵的国度就消失了。
And so when God had wanted Adam and Eve to establish this kingdom of God on this earth, it disappeared.
但是神爱世人啊。
But God loves man.
神爱世人是不会变的。
This fact does not change.
所以他爱亚当夏娃的后代。
So he loved the descendants of Adam and Eve.
虽然亚当夏娃破坏了原本神的旨意。
But so even though Adam and Eve broke the will of God.
但是经历了一段时间之后。
But after a period of time.
神又拣选了亚伯兰。
God chose Abraham.
那他对亚伯兰的赐福是什么呢？
And what was the blessing that God gave to Abraham?
我们看创世纪的十二章第一节到第三节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”第二节。
Verse 2.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。三节。
Verse 3.
为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。神又拣选另一个人，叫做亚伯兰。
And so God chose another person, Abram.
那神为什么拣选亚伯兰呢？
Why did God choose him?
当时很多人呢。
There were many people at this time.
为什么神独钟亚伯兰呢？
So why did God pick Abram?
这个我们可以读尼希米记的第九章。
We can look in Nehemiah chapter 9.
那里有讲到神拣选亚伯兰的一个很重要的理由。
And it mentions how God chose Abram for a very important reason.
就是神看到亚伯兰心存诚实啊。
And that he saw that his heart was clear and was honest.
所以我们今天在信仰的这一条道路上。
And so today in this spiritual journey,
我们之所以能够进入神的国度,
why are we able to enter the kingdom of God?
不是因为我们比世人还聪明有能力啊。
It's not because we are better than other or more skilled than other people.
而是因为我们心存诚实啦。
But it is because we are honest in our heart.
如果我们没有心存诚实,
if we are not,
我们没有资格进到神的国度里。
Then we do not have, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
就好像神当时候可以拣选其他的人嘛。
Just like how God could have chosen anyone else.
为什么神独钟亚伯兰呢？
So why did God pick Abram?
因为亚伯兰心存诚实了。
And it is because he had a heart that was faithful.
这是要成为选民一个关键性的态度。
And so this is something that's an important attitude to as the people of God.
所以信仰当中什么最可贵？
And so in our faith, what is the most important for us to pursue?
心存诚实最可贵。
It is to have a heart of faithfulness.
我们在神面前是赤裸敞开的。
Because everything our heart before God is completely open to Him.
没有一个人能够在神面前有所遮掩。
No one can hide themselves before God.
既然遮不住。
Because we cannot hide ourselves.
为什么不能够在神面前心存诚实呢？
Why cannot our heart be faithful before him.
你有软弱就承认嘛。
Because if we have weakness, we can admit it.
你有罪过就悔改嘛。
If we have sin, then we can repent. 哦，
我们不能够在神面前有所遮盖。
And so before God, we cannot hide ourselves.
因为我们在神面前是赤裸敞开的。
And because before God, we are completely naked before him.
但是人习惯在人面前有所遮掩。
But for man, we have the habit of hiding ourselves in front of other people.
然后就学会遮掩。
So we learn to hide ourselves.
在神面前也遮遮掩掩。
And even before God, we hide ourselves.
那就没有办法从神那边得到恩典。
And that is why we are not able to receive grace from God.
亚伯兰不一样哦。
But Abraham was different.
神看到他心存诚实了。
God saw that his heart was faithful.
所以在地面上虽有很多的人。
So even though on this earth there were many people.
但是神却拣选亚伯兰。
But God picked and chose Abram.
就好像神造亚当夏娃一样。
Same thing with how God created Adam and Eve.
神要亚当夏娃建立一个属灵的国度。
God wanted Adam and Eve to establish a spiritual kingdom.
亚当夏娃破坏以后。
After Adam and Eve broke it,
神并没有改变心意啊。
God did not change his heart.
所以他要拣选亚伯兰。
So he picked Abram.
刚刚我们所读的第二节这边就记载。
And in verse 2 of what we read, it mentions,
我必叫你成为大国。
I will make you a great nation.
所以神拣选亚伯兰的一个目的。
And so the Lord chose Abram for purpose.
也是要亚伯兰在这个地上成为大国。
Is to make him into a great nation on this earth.
那这个大国呢，神必赐福给你。
And this great nation will bless you.
那叫你的名为大。
And make your name great.
也要叫别人得福啦。
And you shall be a blessing.
所以在这一个神拣选亚伯兰的这件事情上。
And so in how God chose Abram,
我们又看到神的旨意，神的目的。
We can again see God's will and his purpose.
就是要他的选民在他所造的地上建立一个属神的国度。
Yeah, he wants his chosen people to establish a kingdom of God on this earth.
那这个国度要有人民啊。
And within this kingdom, there must be a
people. 也要有土地嘛。
There also has to be a land.
还要有王啊。
And a king.
那神拣选亚伯兰之后
，After God chose Abram，
神向亚伯兰显现好多次
，God appeared to Abram multiple times。
那在这些次数当中，都重复出现神所要应许的人民跟土地。
And in each time that God appears to him, he promises him all of the land and of the people.
我们看马可创世纪的15章。
Let's turn to Genesis 15。
第五节
，Verse 5，
创世纪的15章第五节
，Genesis 15:5。
于是领他走到外边，说：“你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？”又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”这节圣经就讲到他的后裔要像天上星那么多。
And here in this verse, it says, Abram's descendants will be like the stars in the sky.
你能够数算天上星，才能够数算你的子民，你的百姓，你的这个后裔。
Are you able to count on the stars in the sky? That is how your descendants shall be.
除了应许他的后裔要像天上星那么多以外呢？
Other than promising to him that his descendants will be like the stars in the sky.
我们再看22章。
Let's look at chapter 22.
请看17节。
Let's look at verse 17.
22章的17节。
Genesis 22:17.
论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你子孙必得着仇敌的城门。到了22章，神又向他应许了。
And here we can see again in chapter 22, God promises Abram.
为他赐福咯。
He blesses him.
而且是大福。
And it is a great blessing.
这里所讲的大福是什么呢？
And what is this great blessing?
就是他的子孙啊。
And that is his descendants.
他说必叫你的子孙多起来，好像天上星，海边沙。
That I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore.
而且你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies.
所以重复一直在为亚伯兰赐福了。
And so we can see he repeatedly blesses Abraham.
哦，所以从十五章跟二十二章的记载。
And so what is recorded in chapter 15 and 22?
我们知道神对亚伯兰的赐福是，人民是天上星海边沙那么多。
That God had promised Abraham that he will have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
哦，没有人能够数算天上星，也没有人能够数算地上沙的数目。
No one can count how many stars there are in the sky or how many grains of sand there are on the seashore.
哦，所以这个数目是没有人知道的。
And so this number is one that no one knows.
也是神赐福给亚伯拉罕的。
And it is a number that God blesses Abraham with.
那人民有了。
And so there is a people.
那土地呢？
What about his territory, his land?
我们看创世纪的第十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
十八节到二十一节。
Verse 18 to 21.
当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约说：“我已赐给你的后裔。”从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地，就是基尼人、基尼喜人、贾摩尼人、赫人、比利喜人、利法因人、亚摩利人、迦南人、格加撒人、耶布斯人之地。这里就记载啊，神要赐亚伯兰这块地。
Here it talks about the land that the Lord will give to Abram.
这个是讲到立约哦。
So this is, it mentions a covenant.
我们的神是守约施慈爱的神啊。
Our God is the one that keeps his covenant of love with us.
那这边讲到神与亚伯兰立约。
Here it says the Lord made a covenant with Abram.
立什么约呢？
What kind of covenant?
就是赐土地之约。
A covenant to give land.
就是将来你的国呢的土地是这么大。
That later on, the territory of your land will be this big.
他说啊。从埃及河直到伯拉大河之地。
So from the river of Egypt to the river Euphrates.
埃及是在南边。
So the Egypt is located in the south.
靠近埃及的埃及河。
And it is the river of Egypt close to the Nile.
那伯拉大河就是在北边。
And the Euphrates is in the north.
就是所谓的两河流域啦。
And so these are the two major rivers.
三十年前，我们美国攻打伊拉克，有没有
？So 30 years ago, America went to war against Iraq.
海山事件嘛。
And
那时候你还没出生，没关系。
He said, "I'm not born yet, so it's okay." Okay, 是一个 war, right? Okay, a war in Iraq.
那个地方就是。伯拉大河两河流域的地方。
And so that is the, and then that war took place between these two rivers.
那里还有科威特啊。
And there is Kuwait there.
还有伊朗啊。
And Iran.
所以很北边哦。
So it's very north.
我们去看这块地图。
So we went, if we look at this piece of land.
北到伯拉大河，南到埃及河。
That if we, that in the north, it is the river Euphrates, and in the south, the Nile River.
如果我们在读生命记，还有约书亚记。
If we look and Deuteronomy and Joshua.
因为我没有时间翻那么多圣经。
So there's not enough time to flip to these passages.
那一块土地就是北到幼发拉底河。我们现在圣经讲幼发拉底河，南到埃及河。
And so that territory that's mentioned in those passages is referring to the Euphrates and the Nile River.
东到旷野。
And in the east is the wilderness.
西到地中海。
And in the west is the ocean.
那就是我们刚刚所读的这几种 几个民族的土地啦。
And so this is the land of these the people of the listed peoples here.
如果我们把这一块地图把它找出来。
And if we find this map,
比我们现在所认知的迦南地要大上十倍以上。
That it is 10 times bigger than the current territory that we know to be of the land of the Israelites.
不是现在的那个弹丸之地的以色列国。
And it is not the little country of Israel right now.
那小小的。
It's very tiny.
神要赐福给亚伯拉罕的土地是比现在的那个以色列弹丸之地还要大上十几倍啊。
And it's actually the land that God had promised Abraham is 10 times the size of its current territory right now.
这是神所应许的。
This is the promise of God.
那王呢？
What about the king?
我们看生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的十七章。
Deuteronomy 17.
我们看十四节到十八节。
From verse 14 to
18. 这段圣经是在讲立王的，神要摩西在立王的时候要注意什么。
And here, God is instructing Moses, what are the things to take note of when establishing a king?
我们先看十五节。
Let's look first at verse 15.
你总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王。
15, you shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses.
所以王不是人选的。
So the king is not chosen by man.
王是神选的。
But one that is chosen by God.
第二个。
Second,
要立你的弟兄，不是外邦的，外邦的不可以。
That the king has to be among your brethren, it cannot be a Gentile.
第三个。
Third,
王要遵守神的话。
The king must obey and the commandments of God.
不能够这个加添马匹。
He cannot multiply horses for himself.
为了自己加添马匹啦。
He shall not multiply horses for himself.
第四个。
Fourth,
登了国位之后，就要将祭司立位人面前这个律法书为自己抄录一本。
And that after he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself a copy of this law in a book.
就是要以神的约、神的律法来治国了。
And that means that he is ruling through the commandments and law of God.
那时候他们在旷野还没有立王吗？
So during when they were in the wilderness, they did not set up a king.
神在这里就允许他们立王了。
But God allowed them to.
但是有条件的。
But there are requirements.
一定要按照这个条件来立王。
They have to set a king according to the requirements mentioned here.
那后来呢？我们再看撒母耳记上的是三章。
And let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 13.
撒母耳记上的是三章。
1 Samuel 13.
请看十四节。
Verse 14.
现在你的王位必不长久，耶和华已经寻着一个合他心意的人，立他做百姓的君，因为你没有遵守耶和华所吩咐你的。神要撒母耳对扫罗王说。
This is what God wanted Samuel to tell Saul.
说你的王位已经不长久了。
That your kingdom shall not continue.
原因是因为你不遵守神的话。
And the reason is because you have not kept the commandment of God.
那神已经寻着一个合神心意的人。
And the Lord has already sought for himself a man after his own heart.
那我们知道后面就结果就是这个人是谁？大卫嘛。
And we know that later on, who is this person? It is David.
大卫是合神心意的啦。
David is a man after the heart of God.
那我们想一想。
So we can think to ourselves.
大卫合神心意是指什么？
What does it mean for David to seek the heart, God's heart?
有人就说是他的灵修。
Some people say it is his spiritual cultivation.
他的为人。
How he is.
合乎神的旨意。
That he does according to the will of God.
但是确实是吗？
But is that true?
拔示巴的事件，我们应该不会忘记吧？
I think we all know of the incident that he had with Bathsheba.
他在这件事情上面犯了三条诫命。
And in that incident alone, he broke three commandments.
他犯奸淫嘛。
He committed adultery.
他杀了乌利亚嘛。
He killed Uriah.
虽然不是他亲手杀了他，但是是因为大卫而把他杀掉的嘛。约押把他杀掉的。
So even though he did not kill him personally, he plotted to have him killed.
他犯了第十诫。
And he had the 10th commandment.
贪爱别人的妻子。
He coveted another person's wife.
一个人十戒犯了三戒。
And within of one person, he broke three of the 10 commandments.
我们犯三戒的请举手。
If you have broken three commandments, raise your hand.
应该没有了。
I don't think we have.
有的话可能也不来这里了。
And even if you did, you probably would not come here.
大卫犯了三条诫命。
But we see David, he broke three commandments.
所以我们说合神心意，哇，合神心意的人犯了三条诫命。
So if we think, how can a man after the heart of God have broke three of the commandments?
所以有时候我们在讲，合神心意的大卫都是讲他灵修，他当然有一些灵修是可以效法的啦。
And of course, he does have some spiritual virtues that we should follow.
但是难道只有他有这些灵修项目吗？
But is he the only one that has these spiritual virtues?
那其他人都不合神心意咯。
Does that mean that no one else is a person after the heart of God? 所以我们要重新来定义哦，合神心意到底是指什么？So we need to once again determine what does it mean to be a person or a man after the heart of God.
因为大卫确实合神心意啊。
Because for sure, David is a man after God's heart.
但是他到底合什么心意呢？
But what did he, how was he a man after the heart of God?
我们看列王记上的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 4.
好，请看二十节、二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21.
列王记上的第四章二十节、二十一节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 20 and 21.
犹大人和以色列人如同海边的沙那样多，都吃喝快乐。二十一节。
21.
所罗门统管诸国，从大河到腓力士地，直到埃及边界。所罗门在世的日子，这些国都进贡服侍他。这两节圣经就在讲神对亚伯兰的应许在这个地方得到了。
So we can see here that for the promise that God had given to Abraham, it is fulfilled in here.
因为犹大人跟以色列人哦，如同海边的沙那样多。
Here it says that Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea.
啊，这个跟神对亚伯兰的赐福是相同的。
This is the same that what God has mentioned to Abraham.
如同海边沙那样多。
As numerous as the sand by the sea.
哦，所以人民已经应验了。
So there is the number of people have been fulfilled.
但是我们要注意的就是天上星还没有啊。
But here we mentioned that actually the stars in the sky has not been mentioned.
所以在这里只是应验了海边沙的这个应许啊。
So here it only fulfills the promise of the sand by the sea.
海边沙就是地上的。
So the sand by the sea is on the earth.
天上星是属天属灵的。
The stars in the sky are spiritual.
所以这个时候的地上的如同海边沙已经应验了。
So here it comes to pass that the sand by the sea the promise has been fulfilled.
那土地也应验了。
And their territory is also
从大河直到腓力士地到埃及的边界，就是埃及河嘛。
That has also come to pass because we can see from the river Euphrates to the border of Egypt, which is the river of Egypt.
所以神对亚伯兰的赐福应许，在这个地方就已经看到神应许的应验了。
And so from here we can see how a promise of God to Abraham has come to pass.
那在这两节圣经是讲谁呢？
And so who are these two verses talking about?
就是所罗门啊。
And this is talking about Solomon.
但是所罗门，我们称他为和平的君王。
And we know King Solomon is the king of peace.
什么叫和平的君王？
How is he the king of peace?
就是从来没有打过仗。
Meaning that he has never gone out to battle.
如果有打过仗的话，就不和平了。
Because if he has gone out to battle, then there would not be peace.
没有打过仗，哪来得到这块土地呢？
So even because if he had not gone out to battle, how can he receive this land?
当然是从他的爸爸来的嘛。
And of course, this came from his father.
他爸爸所打下的江山嘛。
And so the land that his father conquered.
然后把王位移交给他的时候，当然这个国土也移交给他。
And so when he gave him, passed it on to Solomon, of course, the territory was also given to him.
所以这边虽然讲的是所罗门啊。
So even though here it mentions that it is Solomon,
但其实是大卫完成了这个土地的应许。
But we see actually it is King David that fulfilled the prophecy of the land.
所以我们刚刚讲合神心意的王大卫。
And so we mentioned that that David is a man after the heart of God.
到底合什么心意？
What is the heart of God?
就是合了神应许亚伯拉罕的这个国度的一个应许的一个意啊。
And the heart of God, which is this prophecy that God gave to Abraham, this promise of this land.
也就是说，亚伯兰神赐福给他的这一个应许呢，一直到大卫王的时候就应验了。
So that promise that God made to Abraham, it was not until the time of King David that it was fulfilled.
就符合了神的心意。
And that is how it fulfills or is according to the heart of God.
这是大卫完成的。
This is what David was able to complete.
所以大卫的国境是跟 神对亚伯兰应许的国界是一样的。
And so, the borders of the territory of King David's kingdom is the same as that the borders that God had promised to Abraham.
啊，所以神才称大卫是合他心意的王。
And so that is why King David is a man after the heart of God.
那这块土地很大。
And this territory is very large.
就犹太人来讲。
And so for the Jewish people,
这是神应许给我的。
This is a land promised to them.
啊，但是后来不是失去了嘛？哈。
But then we know later on they lost it.
为什么失去？
Why did they lose this land?
因为这个属世的国度完成之后，就要转移到属灵的国度啊。
Because after the physical land has been is fulfilled, now is to switch to the spiritual.
但是属世的犹大国他们不放弃嘛。
But the spiritual land they will do not give up on.
他们的眼睛一直盯着这一块土地。
And they cannot look upon the spiritual kingdom because they're so focused on this piece of physical land.
现在这个土地上有很多国家耶。
But on this land right now, there are many countries.
所以他们一直在打仗。
So that is why they're constantly at war.
这个打仗不是为了政治上的、经济上的利益来打仗的。
So they are not battling because of political reasons or for material land.
是为了宗教的立场来打仗的。
They are fighting for religious reasons.
我们要完成神要给我们的土地。
They want to fulfill and receive the land that God has promised to them.
所以现在以巴战争跟这个一样啊。
And so right now, the war with Hamas is the same.
不是新闻上所报道的那个政治因素了，什么一大堆的理由。
It's not what is shown in the news, all these different reasons.
这一块土地是神应许给我们的。
They believe that this piece of land is what God has promised to them.
我就要把你们从这块土地上赶走。
I will cast you out from this land.
一直战争到现在嘛。
And so they are continually in battle until now.
所以大卫已经完成了这个应许哦。
And so King David has already fulfilled this prophecy.
那这个是天这个海边撒的那个子民。
And we see also that the people were as numerous as the sand.
那既然完成了神属世的应许了。
And so now that God, the promise of God on this earth has been fulfilled.
大卫所完成的这个属世上的国度啊。
And he has fulfilled the territory that God had promised to them.
就会渐渐衰微。
Then they will slowly decline.
所以北朝亡国了，南朝也亡国了。
That later on the northern kingdom was destroyed, and later on the southern kingdom.
这是历史上的事件嘛？
This is historical events.
北朝是在主前的722年。
And so it was for the northern kingdom. It was destroyed in 722 BC.
被亚述国给灭掉了。
And destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria.
南朝是主前的586年。
And the southern kingdom was destroyed in 586 BC.
被巴比伦给灭掉了。
And they were destroyed by Babylon.
所以这个以色列国不管北朝跟南朝在世界的历史上消失了将近2500年。
And so this kingdom of Israel on this earth disappeared for over 2,500 years.
因为神的应许在属世的国度上已经完成了。
Because God has already fulfilled His promise on this earth.
人民像海边沙那么多。
Because the people were as numerous as the sand by the sea.
土地要占满这一块土地。
And that the land had to take up that amount of territory.
已经完成了。
It had been fulfilled.
所以神的应许在亚伯拉罕的第一个属世的国度完成之后，就转移到属灵的国度。
And so after the promise to Abraham was fulfilled physically on this earth, then he switched to the spiritual kingdom.
我们在创世纪十二章第三节那边就读到。
In Genesis chapter 12, we have read.
万族要因亚伯兰得福嘛。
That all people you shall be a blessing.
所以亚伯兰成立的大国，还有万族都要因这个大国得福的。
That all people of the earth shall be blessed through you, just as how he is blessed.
他的子民啊，要像天上星那么多嘛。
Because his people will also be like numerous as the stars in the sky.
那这个是往后面要去应验成全的。
And this is what will come to pass later on.
好，我们看一下耶利米书的23章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah 23.
耶利米书的23章
Jeremiah 23
请看第5节
Verse 5
耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权，行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义。耶利米先知在这里就预言。
Here Jeremiah has the prophecy.
要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔。
That I will raise to David a branch of righteousness.
我们想一想，大卫的苗裔后裔啊，难道不是所罗门的后裔吗？
Don't we think, isn't the descendant of David Solomon?
难道不是耶西的后裔吗？
Isn't it the descendant of Jesse?
为什么这边特别讲大卫要兴起一个公义的苗裔呢？
Then why does it mention that it is David a branch of righteousness?
是因为大卫成全了神应许的这个国度。
It is because David had fulfilled the kingdom of that God had promised.
将来还有一个末后的大卫。
Later on, there will be a David in the latter time.
所以才会叫做大卫的这个公义的苗裔。
That is why it says a David, a branch of righteousness.
要来完成属灵的国度。
To finish the spiritual kingdom.
我们再看三十章。
Let's also look at chapter 30.
第九节。
Verse
9. 三十章的第九节。
Chapter 30, verse 9.
你们却要侍奉耶和华你们的神和我为你们所要兴起的王大卫。他不是要兴起一个叫做王大卫的。
He's not raising a person that is a king named David.
姓王名大卫。
Oh, that's a joke. Sorry, it's hard to translate.
因为有人跟我讲说，哎呀，以后的一个王叫做大卫的，王大卫嘛。
And so it says there's a David king.
那我的后代就有机会了，因为我姓王。
And so, 这好难算哦 ，Sergeant。
这个王他的名字叫做大卫了，不是王大卫哈。
And so here, this king's name is David.
那大卫已经死了几百年了，这个时候死了几百年了。
But David at this time has been dead for hundreds of years.
但是神应许要一个王叫做大卫的要来建立国度啊。
And so here, but it's prophecy that David will be king.
所以我们说这个后叫做末后的大卫。
And so we can see, this is a David in the end times.
那这个大卫要建立什么属灵的国度
？And this David will establish a spiritual kingdom.
我们看约翰福音的第十八章。
Let's turn to John 18.
约翰福音的第十八章。
John 18.
请看三十三到三十七节。
33-37。
这是比拉多在询问耶稣了。
Here, Pilate was interrogating Jesus Christ.
他说：“你是犹太人的王吗
？”He says, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
三十四节，耶稣回答说
：“34, Jesus answered.
这个是你自己说的呢，还是别人论我对你说的呢
？”Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me？”
三十六节又讲。
36, he also says,
我的国不属这个世界。
Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world.
37节，比拉多又问。
37, Pilate asked him,
你是王吗
？Are you a king then?
耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生。
You say rightly that I am king, for this cause I was born.
连比拉多这个外邦人都在问耶稣，你是犹太人的王吗？
Even Pilate, a Gentile, was asking Jesus Christ, "Are you the King of the Jews?"
耶稣第一句话就跟他讲，我的国不属这个世界。
The first thing Jesus Christ says is that my kingdom is not of this world.
比拉多听不懂啊。
But Pilate could not understand.
你的国不属这个世界，你的国在哪里啊
？If your kingdom is not of this world, where is it then?
没有信仰的人不知道属灵的国是什么东西啦。
A person without faith.Does not understand what is a spiritual kingdom.
所以当比拉多这样听的时候，我的国不属这个世界，那在哪里呀？
So when Pilate heard this, if your kingdom is not of this world, then where is it?
那比拉多就再问一次了。
So then Pilate asked again.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
主耶稣就正面回答他。
Then so Jesus Christ answered him directly.
我是，我就是王。
You say rightly that I am a king.
我为这个王位降生。
For this cause I was born.
所以耶稣是王啊。
So yes, Jesus Christ is a king.
那耶稣这个王从哪里来？
And Jesus Christ is king. Where did he come from?
我们看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
32节。
32。
他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他。耶稣是坐在谁的位置上？
Verse 32. So where does Jesus Christ sit?
大卫的位置上。
He sits on the throne of his father David.
所以耶利米书所说的王大卫。
And so when in Jeremiah, when he talks about the David king,
就是耶稣基督了。
He's referring to Jesus Christ.
所以耶利米书所预言的这个王就是耶稣。
And so the the king that Jeremiah is prophesizing about is.
但是他要建立的国跟属世的大卫王建立的国是不一样的。
But the kingdom that he's establishing is different from the kingdom.
所以我们称它为属灵的国。
That is why it is because it is a spiritual kingdom.
他的子民是天上的星啊。
And his people are the skies, stars in the sky.
那他属灵的国在哪里呢？
And where is this spiritual kingdom?
因为有人跟我讲时间到了。
So some people are telling me that the time is up.